Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's dawned on me that besides dragging my husband to go grocery shopping with me and or dropping off the kids from soccer and dance and whatever's coming up, we don't actually have any hobbies anymore as a couple.
You know, when you mentioned this to me earlier, I started thinking the same thing. And the list is, it's sadly short in my life, too. But my question is, what brought this all up in your mind?
Here? So it's Anna and Raven. A couple things. My husband and I have been on a quest because I feel like we don't do anything just for us anymore. And ironically, like, we don't even go out to dinner by ourselves because my daughter, who's 10, loves coming out with us. And she always has. And, like, we just don't. We take her with us.
So now there's two kids. And if it's not the kids, then it's the kids and their friends. And then typically their parents and your friends and that type of thing. So everything is a large gathering.
We never do anything by ourselves.
Right.
And I started thinking about it because Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were recently in the news because, you know, they got the new Mr. Rogers movie coming out.
Oh, because they're also awesome.
Yeah. And they said that what they do is on days where they don't have to work and they have nothing to do, they make soup. That's their hobby. They spend 2 to 3 hours experimenting and making different soups. And I thought,
let me ask you something.
How sweet.
If anybody else told you that they spend their days, their off days together making soup, would you buy it?
No, not one other person.
There's not a single other person on the planet that you'd be like, oh, they're absolutely making soup today. But when Tom Hanks says it with Rita Wilson,
100%.
You're like, wow.
Yeah.
I should be a better person. Maybe I need more soup making in my life.
Right. So then, before we had kids, we used to go to the gym and work out together.
Okay.
Now we don't do that, and I can't because he corrects my form, and it makes me lose my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, get out of here.
No, I get that, right?
Right. Then we used to go on adventures. We used to just drive. We used to explore everywhere. We'd just go before there was, like, GPS and all that.
Now you're like, that's, like, 22 miles a gallon.
Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
Forget it.
Right.
So he said to me the other day, we have really good friends that are hunters,
okay.
Which is, the irony is that
it's the opposite of you.
Opposite of me.
Yeah. It's nothing that you ever want to be in. But there's no part of you that wants to be peeing out of a deer stand in a tree.
Holding any kind of weapon.
Stalking
never.
Any sort of animal
for
its life in jeopardy. But no, there's not any part of you that wants to do that.
He's so jealous because they have hunting dates. They go away to go hunting.
Right.
They every weekend they go somewhere to go hunting. And it's like a set thing that they do in their relationship that they bond over.
Right.
So we want that kind of
you want the experience.
But I don't want to kill any animals.
You don't want to have to actually skin anything.
Or do anything outside.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. But that's going to limit some of your choices, not going outside.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't like outside too much.
I don't really have any hobbies together either. Like my wife and Alicia and I was thinking about it. Besides, the only one that we can manage together is really like lawn care. Like we can do leaves and mowing and stuff like that together. But, I mean, you're kind of off on your own. Like, if she's on the mower and I'm on the weed whacker, we're not talking or anything like that. We can play with the sprinkler app together. We can clean the pool and the pool bar area together.
Those aren't extracurricular. Those aren't activities.
Oh, and I'm a world-class vacuumer, so I'm good at helping her clean the house, you know, that kind of thing.
Those are not couple activities that you do to bond and strengthen your relationship.
I can tell you this, that I've also discovered a couple things that we 100% cannot do together.
What are that?
That would be painting, hanging anything.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Pet, put those shelves up this weekend. Like, every time. Something like that. It's really difficult, man. Hanging a picture on the wall should not be this tough.
Okay. Well, those are not activities
at all. You need to focus on teamwork.
That's housework. 1-800-330-9999. Do you have an activity? I love activities, and I want one that I can share with my husband. Is there one that you do that you enjoy? 1-800-330-9999. My husband, Paul, and I have been on this quest to find activities to do together by ourselves because now that Hayden, my older, is 10, and the baby Dakota is 1, I feel like we've kind of lost that just us.
Oh, wow. You know, like, I mean, that's good that you're doing this, though, and you haven't been prompted, so you're looking for something to enjoy together. That's right. Good. Nobody's made you, you know, pick up a hobby court-ordered.
No.
Not through mediation.
I don't, that's not, no.
Anything like that, so no. That's good.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven, and we've been actually, ironically, talking about this for months, trying to find something that we would enjoy doing together. But and then I saw in the news yesterday that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, that their thing is they make soup. Every Sunday, they make soup for 2 to 3 hours.
This is an unbelievably Tom Hanks thing to be doing on a Saturday when you're hanging out with your wife. In between making major motion pictures, I just can't wait to get home to make some soup.
But, you know, we asked on our Facebook page, what activities do you do with your significant other, right? So Melody wrote, they used to do karate together.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one. I have a friend, their whole family, they do karate together.
That's kind of fun and different. Yeah. Like, I like activities that involve us having to win belts, you know? Doesn't that sound fun?
And a possible sparring match. Yeah. Right. That actually works very well.
Wendy says they bowl together in a league, which sounds fun, but I'm a really terrible bowler, and then I'm just going to be disappointed every week when I go.
But you are a good keg beer drinker.
I do like drinking
beer. So you
beer.
Can order from the waitress with the best of them, and then you're also a good rule follower, so you can be the person working the point screen.
Okay.
Which is like, because nobody ever knows how to work that thing right. Always, inevitably, through some bowling match, at some point, the score is going to get screwed up, and that's what you're there for.
Okay, that doesn't really sound fun for me, though.
All right.
Stacy wrote that they have vicious Tetris battles. Sometimes her husband will post the Sunday morning Tetris reports if they're exceptionally explosive.
My wife and I play Monopoly together, and it is hardcore when we play.
Just the two of you play it together?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
How do I explain to my 10-year-old, Mommy and Daddy are playing Monopoly, sit in the corner?
Right.
You can't play with us.
I did the responsible thing, lock them in their room.
Dawn says they go to casino. I go to the casino all the time, but it's a very expensive habit that I probably should not indulge in more than once every couple months.
My wife and I, you know, we love to go, but when we go, we don't always play right next to each other. That's the other thing, you know? So, I mean, we take breaks together, but when we're playing, a lot of times we play different games.
That's not really something you can do on the regular. Like, I want something that we have a weekly date.
Not
that's
us
what
with
we
our
do.
Budgets anyways.
Right. Not you're right. Not in radio. 1-800-330-9999. What's that hobby do you have with your significant other?
We have three things that we do. We go camping together on the weekend. We go motorcycling. And we also love to just jump in the car and just for a day, just take a ride, just go, you know, wherever the car leads us. We do that like every month.
Mm. That's
I
nice.
Do like your sense of adventure. If the car is leading you too far, then there's probably an alignment issue that we want to get taken care of there. Anna also doesn't respect the planet, so every vehicle she owns gets about, I don't know, 2 miles a gallon, so they won't just do that.
And I'm scared of motorcycles.
Oh, stepping right on polar bears' faces. Camping is fun. My wife and I do camping together pretty good. Like, we're prepared for the apocalypse.
Yeah, but you know I don't like outside.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's your couple's hobby?
Okay, this is going to sound really bad. I don't know if I'd call it a hobby. We do a lot of wine tasting and wineries and trying different restaurants and dinners out. I think it's really important to have date night.
This is more up my alley because
right,
I love
to eat. A hobby
that's
80 proof.
Right, exactly.
Perfect.
We actually eat at a lot of restaurants. We just take Hayden and Dakota, our children, with us, which isn't awesome because we don't really end up talking to each other.
No, do the responsible parent thing. Leave them in the car.
Oh, no, not at all. But I do like the idea of going to, like, wine tastings often, like, all the time. I go to every liquor store. You know how they have them set up?
You didn't just become a deeper person by going out and drinking twice more a month.
Right.
That's
but
not
no.
what happened
but
there
if I
with
go,
this phone call.
No. But if it's wine tastings at different
no, I heard
liquor
you.
Stores,
right.
then it's an activity?
No.
Oh, all right. My husband, Paul, and I have been talking for weeks about how we want to try to find an activity that we both enjoy that we do regularly because I feel like with the kids, we've kind of lost that sense of self, of things doing by ourselves.
Oh, the magic's gone, and before you plateau, you want to have a hobby.
Yeah, something fun to do. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do with your significant other, just for fun?
I do. I love dancing. My husband and I took up dancing when our kids left.
Once a week. Yeah, dancing is the thing that when I see other couples do it well, I immediately feel bad for my wife.
Oh, I always want to do this.
How's that possible? My wife was a dancer her whole life.
Yeah.
You know, trained and all that. And me, you know, I was a good dancer when we met. And now I do the two-step. That's it.
Yeah, the old man two-step.
I've surrendered to my knees. Right. I've surrendered to my knees.
I would love to do this. This is just one of those things that it's like my dream, but not his dream.
I just think of Bruno Mars and that sad song. That's how you lose the girl.
No, my husband didn't want to do it either. And let me tell you, he became more addicted than I did. Okay?
Maybe
he
Loved it. Loved it.
Maybe I should force him. Not a bad idea. I'm putting it on the list. We're going to take a dance class together.
Can we please get him a large, frilly shirt that's like turquoise?
Well, the nice thing is when you go to take these dance classes, the guys get to dance with other girls.
Oh.
And so it's, you know, double benefit.
What?
So it's not just you and him. Go to a group class like swingshoes.net. Go on his website. He does these great West Coast swing classes. He does hustle classes. So you get to go around. You get to dance with other guys. He gets to dance with other girls. It's a really fun thing.
It's a swingers class. Swingers weekend.
Right. Okay.
You've made it perfectly clear now. Right. It took a very strange turn.
1-800-330-9999. What couples activities do you enjoy outside of just going out to dinner? Paul, we're going to go to a swingers class. How do you feel about that?
Perfect.
Now that my baby Dakota turned one, my husband and I feel like with the older one being 10 years old and the baby being a little bit older, we could probably hopefully get back to our marriage and like doing things for fun and spending time together by ourselves.
Here's the thing. You don't actually know what the other people enjoy, what the other person enjoys at this point.
Well, that's what happens. It's like all these years go by. We've been married almost 15 years, and it's like we don't really have any activities that we do together besides eating. That's really basically is going out to eat.
You've done that pretty well. You've mastered that one. It's time to move on.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. And then I saw on Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, they did an interview where they talked about that they make soup together. They spend 2 to 3 hours making soup. And I was like, how weird but fun, because you're just cutting up vegetables. Yeah. You're just talking, you know, and then you make dinner. It's nice.
I'm not a big soup guy, but if Tom Hanks invites me over for one of his homemade soups that he made with his wife, Rita, I'll think that that's a wonderful activity, and I'll certainly give it a shot.
I'm looking for some ideas. 1-800-330-9999. What do you and your significant other do for fun and activity?
You guys should go running.
No.
You guys can make destinations out of it. You can train together.
No.
You can run races all over the state, all over the Northeast.
No. After training for the Sono 5K, I've realized that I truly hate running more than anything in the world, and I don't want
to
do it.
You have to understand that if Anna was alive in the age of, like, saber-toothed tigers and stuff like that,
I'd just sacrifice myself.
You would have, evolution would have went against you,
right.
And she would not be here.
Right,
I'm
but
sorry.
Thank you for the suggestion. In theory, it makes sense. Anna and Raven, what do you do for activities with your significant other?
We paintball together.
Oh.
Paintball is a good idea.
But do you shoot each other?
Of course they do.
It is a good idea.
Yeah, of course. You guys shoot each other, right?
No, are you on the same team or do you shoot each other?
No, we're usually on the same team. Occasionally we get split up, but it's still a fun sport, you know? It'd be a little bit of a weekly aggression out together.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he spot range for you on other people? I mean, because I got to feel like some weekends I'm going to be on our team. Other weekends, nope.
Occasionally. You know, I'm still new to it. He played it before I did, so I'm getting into it more. So he hasn't really left me yet, but I'm sure we're going to get to the point where we want to go against each other.
Yes, the student becomes the master. You're going to have to show him.
I mean,
you realize that, right? I mean, the love that he's put into you,
exactly.
The only way to reward him for that is to actually
shoot
murder
him in the face with a paintball?
It's end his game, that's for sure.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I mean, also aggressive. And on Raven, what do you do with your significant other?
On weekends, we set the alarm. If we have to, if we wake up a little bit earlier, and we just have morning coffee together. We don't have babysitters, so it's hard to get away from the kids,
right.
And it's like 20 minutes of bliss.
Man, what happened to our lives, right? When we were all young, we had big, big dreams. The places we'd go, the things we would do, now we're just quietly whispering in the kitchen at 4:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
Is there anything more exciting than when the kids don't wake up at the normal time?
That's
you
fantastic.
Have a little bit of extra time.
Fantastic.
Then you worry if something's wrong, and you're like, go poker.
Go make sure they're still breathing.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What do you do with your significant other? A little bonding time.
Like, we like to go to the beach. I'm a rock collector, so he's, like, taking in. We look for rocks. We look for sea glass. And then we have a wood stove, so we'll cut, like, furniture pieces, make tables, put our kids' handprints on them. We'll take, like, the rocks and sea glass, and we'll make, like, a mosaic on the top.
Well, you guys are so industrious.
He actually will make, like, wind chimes with me.
This guy is a romance.
We have done before that we do together now, just because there was a large amount of time where we weren't doing those things. We were so worried about, like, the kids, the bills, the this, the that.
Right.
Where it's like you lose your identity as a couple, and it created like a distance to where I had to be like, we have to get back to the basics and remember all the reasons why we fell in love in the first place.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call.
That was like the long walk.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. But if I said to my husband, I want to build a table, it seems like a, he would get very stressed out very quickly.
Very, very anxious. Tell him you want to work on a wind chime. How's the fence coming along? Is the fence done?
My husband started redoing our fence about a year and a half ago. Still not done, but I still resent him for making me try to prime the fence when I was 7 months pregnant.
Perfect.
Maybe we shouldn't build a table.
Conflicting anger. I love that.
Good.